My name is Becky. I'm what's known as a parent carer or unprofessional carer. I said to my sister, oh, I'm known as an unprofessional carer. And she said, what does that mean? And I went, well, it's not a career choice. I'm just a mum. And she went, you're never just a mum. I was like, okay, fair enough. I'm not just a mum.
Can you keep your eye out for Connor?
Okay. Here he is.
I thought I could hear the
voice.
Here comes Connor.
Connor's nine. He's very cheeky. He's non-verbal, so he'll say "Gaa, Grandad," "En," which is his sister Erin. He will point and he will say "Look, look, 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 look," and he'll say "Stuck." He'll go "Stuck, stuck." You know, if we put him in his chair and we haven't taken him out for a little while, the rest of it are little hand gestures and things like that. But sometimes I think he just points, so we just. Got something something to do and we'll just carry on like that.
Give up you.
Come on then.
Thank you very much.
See you tomorrow.
He's quite a laid-back little boy. At a birthday party recently there was a Mickey and Minnie Mouse, quite low rate Mickey and Minnie Mouse. So Erin was up and she was cuddling them and having a photo taken. Connor was sort of just watching them, staring and not really sure. But then when they left the room, a minute later, he was waving, like saying goodbye. And he carried on saying goodbye for about half an hour afterwards, pointing at the door where they were and just waving to the door where they'd gone. They call it global developmental delay, which means he's not developed on a lot of areas. I think it's just a word they use because they're not quite sure what it is Connor is. We're still not sure with Connor. So the doctors have classed it as two different conditions with Connor. One is the global developmental delay and one is his epilepsy. I think a lot of it is down to his epilepsy. I think a lot of it is memory and epilepsy because I think a lot of the time when Connor has a seizure, it takes away a bit of memory from him. He used to say car and cat and he used to tie his shoelaces and we'd say one and he used to go two. Do you know what I mean? And all these things sort of just stopped. We did go for a period where he was having quite a few seizures. We used to call it sofa day because he would have up to 19 seizures on the day.
Did you have a good day today at school? What about your head? Did you have a good day today at school? Oi. Oi. Look at mummy.
Have you got something in your mouth?
His tongue. What are you looking at? They've gone. Your bus is gone.
They've gone.
We didn't really notice anything was different about Connor until he was probably about 18 months old. And before that, he was a little bit below on some of his milestones. But they, at so many people used to say to me, well, he's a boy. He's a boy. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is unusual. That's fine. And we weren't worried about him at all. Not that we're worried about him now, but, you know. And then 18 months old, he sort of cried. I remember him crying in his cot. So I went through to get him as usual, sort of sat down with him and sort of comforted him. And then when I looked down, he was just staring blankly. So I went through to my husband. I think there's something the matter. I'm not quite sure. We sort of laid him in the middle of us. Yeah, there's something not right. And then he started having a full-blown body seizure. So they call it tonic-clonic. I panicked like crazy. Ran around the house going, oh my God, oh my God. My husband phoned the ambulance very calmly, phoned the ambulance and explained. And he said, right, go downstairs, put the light on so they know where we are. Because it was 5 o'clock in the morning, obviously. And then put some clothes on or get changed because they're going to be coming to the door. So I was running around panicking as usual. And then they came and the ambulance drivers were really great. And they basically said, well, a lot of children have these. It's a way of them cooling, you know, cooling their systems down. Don't worry about it too much. But he just kept on seizuring. And he actually seizured in total for about an hour and a half, full body.
Connor, you're going to sit down now.
Sit down.
Leave him a minute, Erin. Let him get those balls.
You want to talk about your brother?
You used to wear your nurse's outfit, didn't you, when Connor was poorly?
Yeah.
You used to look after Connor when he was poorly, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what would you do for Connor when he was poorly?
Get a cushion, get a wipe, and a blanket.
Stroke his hand. He's not so bad now, is he?
No.
His big passion at the moment is throwing balls. He has like a couple of tennis balls and he'd just throw them upstairs and then he'd point and you'd have to go and get them and he'd throw them again. So he stands there and he will throw and throw and throw. until he looks absolutely exhausted. And he sometimes aims directly at his sister because she makes this fantastic screaming noise. Very dramatic is Erin. So. And he thinks, great, I love that noise. So he aims at his sister. So she is quite good at dodging. And she knows when he's going to do it as well, because you can see his little cheeky look in his eye, and he aims at his sister because she screams and he goes, oh, I love that. That's when we sort of say no, you know, no, stop. You have to basically get his eye contact, look me in the eye, and he wouldn't look at mummy's eyes. So we know we've actually got eye contact with him, and we're quite firm with him to stop. Say sorry, and he'll go up to his sister and he'll stroke her arm, and that's saying sorry. But probably 5 minutes later, he's probably aiming a ball at her again. She will tell you, mummy's done this, mummy's done that. And usually when, you know, you're doing your teeth or something, halfway through doing your teeth, you'll hear, mummy! And you'll think, oh no, what's happened now? So yeah, you're running up and down the stairs just to check that, what's he doing? It's pretty constant. He's quite a little terror.
I will get you the balls. Can you wait? Wait. Cheeky. My hand. Good boy.
Yeah, it's 24/7. We have a baby monitor in the room, so it is through the night as well. We adjust our whole family life around Connor. I think sometimes when, like, if you read something on Facebook and someone goes, oh, just nipped so-and-so, spontaneous. I think I put a rant on there the other day because somebody had put something about spontaneous and I'd gone, oh, to all those people who just jump in the shower. This is how I got in the shower today. Ian was at work. I was desperate for a shower. So I filled the bath up half with water, put Connor in one end of the bath. I had a shower in the other end of the bath. Erin was in there with us as well. She was on the toilet. And I washed my hair as quickly as humanly possible. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, yeah, just a simple task is made 20 times more difficult because you have to be aware. We'll just get a babysitter. Oh, no, I can't do that. Oh, should we book a holiday abroad? Oh, no, I can't do that. but, yeah, can't go on a train. Wouldn't dare put him on a boat because you want to throw things over the side. We do try and take him to, like, if we go to restaurants or things like that, but we always have to say, can we get some with a booth? And then we can sort of trap him in.
Whoa! What is that? I got her in the middle as well. What is that?
What's on it? What pictures are on it?
There's dogs.
Connor, what's this? Hey,
what's this? He goes to a Saturday club that has gone up from £3 up to £5 just recently. So it's a bit of a big jump. And then they also do the holiday clubs as well. And that is like a 10 till 3. And that's just gone up from £15 up to £20, which is quite a big hike, really. So... Some people have said quite a lot of Lincolnshire isn't a massively supportive county. I think we probably access as much as we possibly can because we need to. The school is fantastic. They have speech and language therapists, educational psychologists. I have met a really nice group of ladies actually that I met at Connor's old school when we did like a behavioural course together. And we've actually founded a charity we call Umbrellas. There's six of us and we've all got children with different sort of, some with autism, some with Down syndrome, and there's Connor who's like an enigma and we're not really sure. And there's nowhere really in Lincoln that we can all go as like families, and there's places they can go on their own, but there's nowhere we can all go as a big family. So we're starting to fundraise, or we've been fundraising for a couple of years now, to purpose build somewhere that people with learning difficulties and their families can go, because there's nothing. So we've decided, you know what, we'll do it ourselves, because if I don't have enough things to do. But otherwise there's nothing, and all our children, they're all similar ages actually, and they're all boys. It always seems to be in the boys, and once they get older and older, there's less and less things, and especially in Lincoln. So why not just build our own place that people can go to? We're quite determined. Nottingham is just an hour's drive away, and we go to a lot of his appointments at QMC, and they do say to us, oh, if you were in Nottingham, you could access this, but we're not.
So obviously we go there and we have all his treatments for epilepsy at Nottingham, but we can't access any of the actual support. And at Lincoln, we don't really have like a, there is like one ward for children. There's not a children's hospital. So it's they don't quite know what to do with Connor because all this treatment is specialised. And for more provisions, I think for children's health in Lincoln would be great. And a lot of them are being taken away, unfortunately. And there's a lot of people that live in Lincoln. So I think we've kind of been forgotten about slightly.
I'm going to get that. Look! Oh!